Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson. The Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids and kittens. Hope you're well on this Thanksgiving week. And speaking of Thanksgiving, as we give thanks for all the things that have happened in our lives and the things that are to come, I want to remind us why we celebrate such a massive and incredible holiday. Thanksgiving is amazing. We spend time with our family and our friends. We get to break bread with them. We get to eat turkey, giant, huge, massive turkeys that are cooked. Some of them not well, but they're trying. My mother was horrible. She's getting better. We're going out to eat. You don't think I'm not lying. We're going out to eat. That's what we do. That's how we roll in my family. But Thanksgiving is also the time of year, as is Columbus Day and any other day that we can think of, where we have a chance to reflect on our whiteness and make ourselves feel guilty about the fact that we are who we are. I am not one of those people to reflect on anything like that. My empathy meter is broken, and especially when it comes to that. I won't apologize for who I am. I won't apologize for the color I am. I would never ask you to apologize. See, the problem is people only see color, and yet they want to scream about diversity. The posts that I see all the time are Thanksgiving for genocide, disease, rape, and blah, 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 but whatever they come up with. I mean, I've got one on there that right now that's hilarious. That's good. Look, I understand that. I'm not here to bust your balls about that. That's the way you feel that you need to be. That's fine. You need to feel guilty about who you are. Well, that's you, right? I can't fix that. I can't fix any of that. Nor am I going to. Most people don't even know why the pilgrims were here. Well, they were here for religious persecution, Chad. They wanted to get away. No, that's not why they came here. Yes, it is. No, it's not, actually. Do you even know where they came from? Well, they came from England, Great Britain. They left from there, but they actually moved about 10 years earlier to Holland to escape religious persecution. But they got to Holland and realized Holland then is like Holland now. It's a little bit more wide open, and it made them uncomfortable, not a place they wanted to raise their little pilgrimy kids. And on top of that, they also struggled making money, finding work. So they decided to set sail on the sea. Ye seas, we're going to set sail. They climbed on the boat, and off they went setting sail. Oh, they did, kids. Oh, they did. Long journey, too. This isn't the love boat. This isn't one of those things where you get on, and there's Captain Steubing, and there's Julie, right? And you got Gopher the Purser, right? And you got Isaac, and there's no doctor. There's none of that stuff. There's no doctoring going on. These people wanted something different. So they came over to these here United States of America. But back then, it was just a faraway land. It was a dream. And with that dream, they brought with them some of their old customs and things they thought would work. It was a harsh environment. It was a tough environment. Well, you have no idea what hard is. That was hard. That trip was hard. Cutting things out. Right? With your own hands, building a life for yourself. They struggled at first. Their first look at socialism on this beautiful land of ours. Well, it wasn't ours, it was the Indians. Whatever. It looked horrible. William Bradford was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. He was kind of the head dude, right? He was like King Pilgrim. His hat was bigger than everybody else. He had the biggest buckle of the bunch. Yeah. Absolutely got the big piece of chicken. That's what I'm talking about. But originally, they said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're all going to pull our stuff together. We're going to put it in this like big thing in the center. So whatever work you do over here. And whatever work you do over here. And for those women out there who you're out there and your husbands are working or you don't have a husband, you're going to help somebody else and clean their house. And help the other wife of another husband. And you men out there who don't have wives, you're going to help this group over here. And all of a sudden, what started happening is resentment started to build up. Ooh, we're resenting everything. I'm very much resenting everything. Because they're going, well, why do I have to go clean this guy's house? Yeah, what? And this person's like, why'd I go to help her? Like, why aren't I doing stuff for myself? And these people over here is like, well, I'm growing all this stuff, but what do I get? I got to give it all away. And what do I get back? A little bit of it? Well, that's not fair. These people aren't bringing anything to the table. And finally, William Bradford's like, no, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. No. Listen, I've got the biggest hat and the biggest buckle. So I will tell you this. I'm going to give all of you parcels. Parcels of land. You go out, you grow whatever it is you want to do on that land. And then you could sell it. You could trade it for goods. You could trade it for services. You could do whatever you want to do. Because this isn't working. And then boom, they all went, they got their parcels of land, and they started setting up stuff, and they started getting into something which we now call the economy. They tried it at first. The left always says, that didn't really happen. Let me tell you what happened. No, that's what took place. They realized the collective wasn't going to be good enough because the human nature is we all want it to be fair, right? We want the rich to be fair and give us their stuff, but we don't want to do as much work as they do, right? So if I'd ask that young Lucia girl we just had in here, okay, you're getting straight A's. What about the kids getting C? Why don't you give him your A and you guys combined it and you guys can each have a B? She'd be like, hell no, because I'm doing 12 hours of homework a day and he's doing nothing. There you go. What it is, the collective. It's the resentment of it all. That's what it is, the resentment. And that's how we got our first Thanksgiving. Because originally, we couldn't do squat. The land was harsh. We didn't know what we were doing. It's tough to grow. You didn't know any of this stuff. And lo and behold, bam, this is how we came about it. Now, from that came everything else. Eventually, we won our independence as we set up a nation here, and we know all the rest that has happened. But through time, we've become more resentful to how we became who we are. It started on a tiny ship, aboard this tiny ship. They set out for a 3-hour tour, and next thing you know, they moved here to America. You had Skipper, right? You had Marianne. Yeah, remember that? You had Gilligan. You had Thurston Howell. Thurston Howell looks like he probably was the only one that would have literally been a pilgrim. But that's the way it happened. And now what you have is you're being taught in school that all kids need to learn that white oppressors came over here. With them, they brought disease. Can we just say it's the 1600s? We weren't really versed on disease. And the reason for that is because anything you caught, you died from. Like, they knew they could transfer that kind of stuff. Hell, I'm watching shows every other week. They're still trying to figure out exactly how the plague got as far as it did. But white guilt crops up this time of year because we always got to feel guilty about something. I don't feel guilty about anything, nor should you. What about the genocide? Get over yourself, really. I live in the world called reality. It's here. It's now. It's in front of you. It's in front of me. I can't go back and change anything. There's no Matrix-like world right now that I can zoom into and we go fix everything and go back to the past going, don't come here because you guys are unwashed and with you, you bring disease that these people have never seen and you'll slowly kill them off. It's amazing. But I see it. We're talking the other day. We've gotten to this point of political correctness. And again, this is one of the things that helped create what is now going to be occupying the White House, Donald Trump. Is it Bloomington, Indiana, that now has like inclusive days, right? You have Fall Day and Spring Day, no longer Columbus Day, no longer Good Friday. They're changing Good Friday. The insanity of changing Good Friday. The day that Christ was crucified is apparently offending people, and we want to be more inclusive. Can I change a Ramadan day? Do I get to change, you know, anything from the Jewish religion? Can we? Can we change Hanukkah to just 7 days where we light candles? It's candle day one. No, nor would I ask anybody to. But this is the guilt we have built up. And we've allowed ourselves all this guilt. We're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. And people are going to bitch, whine, and moan. They're going to fight, first of all, because of the election. And we'll get to that later. The other thing they're going to do is there's going to be kids telling their parents how wrong it is to celebrate how the genocide came to the Indians. I have news for you. The Indians didn't like each other. My grandfathers were Blackfoot and Crow. They used to laugh about this kind of stuff all the time. Everybody's got, you know, I mean, it's insane. It is. And here's something for you people on the right. You guys celebrate. You celebrate the pilgrims. But who are the pilgrims? They're a group of people that were desperate because they couldn't earn a living and they didn't want to bring their kids up. And now we're talking about building a wall because people are coming here because they're desperate to earn a living and they're scared of bringing up their kids in a place where there's no hope. Tie it all together, kids. We're all kind of mutts in some way or another. Think about that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Oh, it is our last hour of the week before we break for holiday, and I've got so much stuff. You guys have no idea. I'm going to teach you how to get through Thanksgiving this hour, fighting with your family. I'm going to give you the best comedy super TV show and movies, football, and Black Friday deals. Thank you. You're welcome. Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
That's me, kids. Donald Trump flew off to beautiful Florida. I think he's going to take the vacation there for the next few days, kind of unwind. It's got to be weird. Just watching the whole thing. Just everything that's going on. Think about where he was a year ago. And this whole thing, and he thought he'd be out of the race, and now he's president of the United States. Shows you just, you know, you never know. Anything can happen. But I love watching today the political pundits who just lose their mind, and, you know, some of them are still just absolutely just, they're fraught with concern. The best way to describe it, they're worried about everything. Just, you know, watching and listening and reading some stuff from some economists, you know, global economists. I was watching Bloomberg early this morning and Bloomberg Television and just seeing everything as it breaks down. And the interest that American companies are starting to take back into our country as far as maybe, hey, maybe we can do business here. If he fixes some of these regulations, he overhauls the tax thing and he's able to allow us to repatriate some of this money we have offshore, why wouldn't we want to come back? It's amazing to see. It is. You got the Dow over 19,000. And why is that? Because they love it. Tax reform, easier, save us money, and you're not going to tax us to bring money back, and you're going to fix regulations. That looks like bottom line, more cash. And what do they care about? The bottom line. And when you have something like that, what do you get? People starting to build things here again. People starting to do things. Is there going to be a giant, huge manufacturing boom? No. And for some of these companies, it would be tough for them to even fill a good portion of these jobs because we just don't have the manpower, excuse me, the person power to get this did. But it's a good thought. I want him to succeed. I saw a new Gallup poll today, a CNN ORC poll as well that said, that a majority of people think he's going to do a fine job. I don't know if he is or isn't. I want him to succeed. I think he may. I think on the economic side of things, he damn well may be doing a fine job. We maybe look back in a couple of years ago. He's got this thing humming. He does. He's got this thing moving. It'll be very interesting to see how his stuff actually works. Because remember, he's done it. He's worked under it. He's fought through it. He's become a success in spite of it. Well, Chad, he was given money. You know how many people I know that have been given money and have failed gloriously? So don't ever think because somebody had a chance to do something and they were handed some money that they ever made something a success. For every one you see that becomes Mark Zuckerberg, there's thousands of them out there who got a ton of money and failed big time. Money doesn't guarantee success in business, but he was able to do it. Can that translate into success for our economy? We're going to find out. I think we will. I think we're going to find out. And I think he may surprise us. The TPP. He's already said one of his first things he's going to do is tear that thing up and get rid of it. And he's going to go and unilaterally start to do deals with each one of these countries. Because he says it hurts the American worker. And many people are saying, look, while this may benefit some of the consumers in this country and may this benefit some corporations, the American worker ultimately will struggle. And where the corporations would maybe be pissed, the fact that he may help them in regards to taxes, repatriation of fund, lowering regulations, they may overlook that because they're getting something else. It's all about negotiation, people. It is. And I'm sick and tired, by the way, of the white supremacists that are out there screaming and yelling, and they're saying Heil Trump and this, that, and the other, and Trump has to comment every 2 seconds on it. Well, he didn't say it hard enough. He didn't say it loud enough. He didn't hate them enough. He's more angry at them because it's ridiculous. Because it's ridiculous. That's why. It's stupid. I do not think Donald Trump is the second coming of Adolf Hitler. I do not think Donald Trump is Mussolini. I do not think Donald Trump is Pol Pot. For those of you who don't know who any of these people are, read a book. And I don't think he needs to come out anytime somebody does some dumb asinine thing in the name of white power, you dumbasses, and apologize. It's like we always have to preface something. Well, you know, we're hitting women's wrong. We know that. We shouldn't have to say that. We always have to. We're not being hard enough on that. What do you want him to do? The minute I get in office, I'm going to get a drone and we're going to go blow up Idaho? Ugh. Turkey Day, it's here in just a couple days. You can meet with your family. I'm going to teach you how to get through this emotional post-election turkey time. And we've got the greatest audio from the greatest turkey show ever. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's me, party people. Thanksgiving is here. You're going to be hanging out with your family. Going to be resting and relaxing. That is until you get to your family. You're going to be cooking. Guys, you're going to be talking about, I can't wait to watch the football game. Kids are going to be visiting. Grandkids are going to be running around. It's going to be all happening. It is. It absolutely is. But this is post-election. This is no longer President Obama's Turkey Day. Oh, yeah, he's still president. But we have a new president in town as of January. And this has changed a lot of things. People going to be angry. Oh, yeah, they are. People going to be upset. Oh, yeah, they are. Kids are going to be whining, moaning, bitching, throwing a giant fit. They're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. And by that, I mean the young millennials, the 20-somethings, the high school kids. They're going to be, well, they're going to be out there doing what they do. And they're going to drag you into it. You're not going to want to get into it. You'll be like, I don't want to get into this. I just want to enjoy a bad turkey meal with my family I rarely see. You're going to be sucked into it. Oh, my God. Grandma and grandpa come from a different era. Grandkids used to love them, now think they're racist and horrible. Mom and dad, you've lost touch. Youngsters, they know exactly what's going on. And the little young kids are running around. They don't care. They're just excited that Santa Claus is getting ready to come. We all sit around, right? You got uncle there, right? Uncle voted for Trump. Whoa. You maybe got the aunt there. She voted for Trump. Maybe the dads voted for Trump, but your sister's a lesbian. Oh, your son's gay. Oh, they're all worried. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to finally say, can you believe that election? And boom. And it's going to be the uncle that doesn't know he shouldn't say that. It's going to be the aunt who is loud and boisterous and always wants her opinion heard. It's going to be the dad. You're going to be disappointed with mom because she voted for it. Of course, grandma and grandpa are going to say something, but they're grandma and grandpa. And you, again, you think they're racist. Oh. Then the yelling starts, the screaming starts. It's just, it's uncomfortable. It shouldn't be. Let me tell you how to get through this. First and foremost, when you sit down, lay out some ground rules. No yelling at the table, unless it's with laughter. There's no screaming at each other, and we're all family here. It's about love. We're all family. That's what we're about. We are family. Remember that? Sister Sledge? Pirates, 79, we are family? That's what it is. Don't let them drag into something. You worked hard. Your husband's worked hard. Your wife's worked hard. You want to have a nice meal. And for those kids out there that are pissed at uncle because he voted for somebody you find disgusting, or for your aunt, how could she do that? Well, because she's very religious and she's pro-life and she thinks that Trump is going to, you know, fix that. Oh, my God. She is just stuck in the Stone Ages. Oh, my God. She's the worst. Before you go and do that, remember the uncle that did so much for you when you were a kid, maybe even now, helps pay for your college. Or your aunt who did so much for you and who, when you got in trouble, was able to soften the blow, right? Help you with your first car. Or grandma and grandpa who helped them flip that bill for college. Remember that. Because we forget, right? And you look at your kids and you're thinking, how could you vote for somebody like Hillary? They're still your kids. You still love them. We got to relax. We got to enjoy this time of year. Give thanks. Be thankful that you have a healthy family around you. Post-election, when they didn't get their way, you know how they're going to be. They're going to be upset. They're going to be angry. They potentially could be whiny. They potentially could argue and start a fight. Don't let them. Lay those ground rules out. Don't egg anybody on. Don't poke a wound. If you have an online persona that is a social justice warrior, or you're some sort of person who is super pro-Trump and think it's funny that Hillary lost, leave it online. And finally, remember, they're family and friends, and they're at your table because you love them. They're family and friends, and you've been with them through the scraped knees, through the broken hearts, through the first day of school, through their last day of school. And remember that mom and dad have been there through the scraped knees, the broken hearts, the first day of school, last day of school. That's what we got to remember. But number one is lay the ground rule. When you sit down, you give thanks and you say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to have it at the table. Period. Case closed. You never talk about that stuff. Ever. Religion and politics, you leave it somewhere else, especially this time of year. And especially after this kind of election. We move from there to something funny. As a kid growing up, one of the reasons I loved radio was WKRP. WKRP was a TV show that I think it maybe had 50 episodes. If that, I couldn't even tell you how many episodes there were. Started in 1978. Had just, you know, Gordon Jump and you know, Gary Sandy and Lonnie Anderson, who many of you guys remember. Us guys were like, we had her poster on the wall, right? Richard Sanders, who played Les Nessman and Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever. But for all of the episodes they did, and they did a ton of episodes, I think they had about 3-season run, decent run. For all of that, though, there is one thing that remains ever present. It was the turkey episode or the turkey drop. They called it Turkeys Away. And it was absolutely hilarious. Let's take a listen.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, third. There's no parachutes yet.
The Les Nessman. Les Nessman is at the mall, and if you remember the show, something emerges from this helicopter and it starts to fall down, and he's broadcasting live, and I'm trying to let you guys in onto what it's like to work in radio. And producer Phil, you can help me with this, having worked in many radio stations like I have. WKRP was a very realistic show of what radio was all about.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny when you pull back the curtain and figure out that, you know, and a lot of humor is based on truth.
It is. And having worked in radio, we radio people, we love to do dumb, asinine things to get publicity because we think that's what listeners want. And so here's this guy in the show, and he sees something emerge, and he says, oh, my God, it's coming down. And this is a guy who in the show doesn't even get a car to drive around. He drives around on a moped because he's such a dork. But that's and he has a fake office that has tape around it.
I was going to say the office.
His fake office with a tape around it. And he pretends to open the door and close the door. And when you go there, you have to pretend to knock on it. Continue, sir.
Oh, I've got crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. Running around, pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
So you got the turkeys hitting the ground and running for their lives. And it's just, as a kid, I just remember my mother laughing so hard that she was tears. And I remember, and you know, we talked about it earlier, it's like I got so many text messages about this because it's hilarious. And if you've never seen the show, you can find it just about anywhere. And it is worth a watch. But it was just, the whole thing was amazing. And the funny thing is, while all this is going on, and this is so radio, where this poor guy's out there announcing as these animals smash to the earth and they start to regroup and then they start attacking the patrons of the mall. All of the people in the radio station are listening to this live. And then Johnny Fever just delivers it in such a deadpan way. It makes you laugh.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
Just to this day, makes me laugh every single second because it is so hilarious. And I will watch it again. And my mom and I have joked about it last night or today. We're going to watch it again just because it is absolutely one of those things where you sit there and you just laugh your ass off because it is so funny to think about somebody dropping live turkeys at a mall for a station event. Don't put it past people. I've worked in this business a long time. You'd be surprised. Speaking of being surprised, you shouldn't be. I want you healthy. In this time of year, we could all use a little help in the health department because we all tend to eat a little bit more. I had donuts today. I mean, come on. And how many of us are saying, well, I can't wait till the new year because I'm really going to get in shape. Well, let's get a head start to that by taking Super Beets. If you're one of those millions who reach for a soda and we're going to be this time of year, or you look for one of those energy drinks, stop it. You don't need these. Those things, they're nasty. You don't want those. You want to have good health. Good health starts with good intention. Super Beets helps me with that. Helps me with my heart health. Helps me with my blood pressure, my circulation. It is amazing. And yes, it's beets. And I know what you're thinking. That just tastes horrible. We're going to Thanksgiving. It's going to be nasty. Nana's going to make her nasty beets. Not like Nana's beets. Super Beets taste delicious. It tastes good. It's a functional food that helps with circulation. It's loaded with dietary nitrates. They convert to nitric oxide. That hits the body. It's amazing. This is where all the energy comes from. The boom, the bow, the pew. You need it. Within 20 minutes, you'll feel it without the crash and burn. Is that correct, sir, Phil?
You are correct, sir. I've replaced my morning coffee with it. I don't get the crash that I used to drink with that I used to get with all the caffeine I would drink. It tastes good, and it's actually, I mean, I can feel it. I can feel the energy in my body. And of course, you know, for someone like me who doesn't like beets, it tastes great.
Tastes great, less filling, amazing, helps you with your health. What more do you want? This Thanksgiving, give yourself the thanks of being healthier. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips. It's free to use before and after drinking Super Beets. Make sure it's working properly in your body, and you will see it. Then you're going to get a book called Beat the Odds, absolutely free. And this comes to you with free shipping. It's guaranteed or your money back. That's what I love, kids. They put their money where their mouth is. Their beets where their mouth is. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeets.com. That's chadbeets.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. Go to chadbeets.com or call 800-561-2677. Get it today. Chad Benson Show.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it, wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We are wrapping it up. We are. Many of you, besides breaking bread with your family, as you will be doing over the next couple days, seeing some of these people that you love, but you don't see them as much as you want, remember to cherish them. But you're also going to be scouring the ads to find out what is the best place to get X, Y, and Z. Whatever it is. By the way, the hottest toy this year, and we were trying to figure it out. I mean, I was looking at and I'm thinking to myself, what? It's crazy. So it's this Hatchimals? I don't even know. I probably said it wrong. Hatchimals? I don't know. But they're like hatchlings, and then they come out, and as your kid, it gets older, and so it starts out as like a baby bird, and then it becomes like a little bit older, and then it kind of grows into like, you know, a young kid bird, and the kid's got to take care of it. It's like having a Furby, but, you know, I don't know. Hatchimals? I don't even think I said that right. I probably said it wrong.
Garanimals?
It's not Garanimals. Those are awesome. That was a great thing, Garanimals. Kids, those of you not keeping score, Garanimals were awesome. That's the hottest toy. If you want to get that toy, good luck to you. Very little chance of getting that toy. If you haven't found it, it's going to be tough. It is. Everybody's got that. Like, I never got an animal for Christmas. Phil, when did you write your letter for Santa Claus?
I never did write a letter to Santa Claus.
Probably why you didn't get anything. Probably had to work. I did,
in
man.
The coal mines as a kid.
That's good. Solid right there. Jack has already got his stuff written out. Jack, you know, it's funny. Jack's gone old school this year. Like, he loves Halo. Even though he doesn't play the game, he loves the guys. So he wants all the Halo stuff. But he wants a new skateboard because he's kind of liking the skateboard, but he wants a cooler one because, you know, we got him like a little skateboard that was like not cool because he was little. You know, and he wasn't Tony Hawk, but now he wants a new helmet, and he wants, don't give me some stupid pads, Dad. I want cool pads. And he wants
a Veriflex board.
Yeah, totally. We're going to give him something cool. I don't know. But he's like, you know, and he's, well, I want Halo, Dad, and I want, but I want these guys for Halo. Like, and it's changing every day. Like, every day it's kind of, you know, it's changing. Like, you're adding to it. Maybe I don't need this. If you get this Halo guy, I don't need this one. But I love that. I love the whole, you know, the whole thought process, and it's great too, because as you all know, parents out there, that Santa Claus is the great equalizer this time of year, because if you don't behave, Santa is not going to bring you stuff. Even if it's only 6 weeks out of the year, kids, right? Even if it's only 6 weeks out of the year, it's going to be interesting. He wants a Rubik's Cube. I was like, what? A Rubik's Cube? He's like, yeah, I really want one. I'm like, really? All right. I could never, like, but I, it's so funny. It's like, we look, it's so novelty now. But like, if it was like cutting edge, right? Simon Says, oh my God, that's cutting edge. You'll never have anything better than Pong.
Oh, my God. This is going to be awesome. Solid fun week of shows. And by week, I mean 2 days. We're going to be off for the next couple of days, enjoying family time. I'm going to go see my family. Spoke to them today. I'm at the point now, because there's like 800 people live in my mom's house, that I just leave horrible messages when nobody answers. Because I'm like, are you kidding me? There's like 900 people that live here and nobody answers the phone. So, but we hope all of you are going to have a safe and happy Turkey Day. And remember, I want you to soak this all up and soak it in. It's your family, right? You're making memories. Think about all the amazing things that you should be thankful for in life. The fact that you have a roof over your head. The fact that you're not having to fight for your food. The fact that you're going to have people over there that you love, friends and family. The fact that you're embracing them and enjoying each and every moment with that. And you're making memories and building onto something. Things that can't be taken away. Remember that, because too often we forget that. You can always text the show, 323-538-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. We love when we get emails as well. That's kind of old school. We do. Check out ChadBensonShow.com for all your podcast needs and everything else. We're also on TuneIn Radio and about 100 other places. For Anthony, who's sick, God bless you, brother. For my man, the Czar John, and for Phil, have yourself a safe and amazing Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.